Once upon a time, there was a blacksmith who built his home and smithy near the borough of Zbonshin. The blacksmith was a hardworking and reliable craftsman. His tools were always ready for work, and there were a few people who looked after their property as carefully as he did. He quickly made a sizable fortune, and because he was always a good-humored fellow, he would often cheer up the children by giving them metal figures and whistles. The people of the settlement beyond the borough walls, he employed journeymen and helpers and busied himself with selling the products of his smithy. One day, he decided to go to a church fair. He put on his best clothes and packed up a bundle of his ironwork for sale. And because the road was muddy, he took off his shoes and slung them over his shoulder. Suddenly, he noticed that his shoes had disappeared. Out of the blue, there stood a devil in front of him and said he would give the blacksmith his shoes back if the blacksmith would teach him to play the violin. The blacksmith did not know how to play the instrument, but he decided to outwit the devil. He invited him to his smithy, sat him on a stool, and told him that in order to teach him how to play the violin, he must first trim the devil's claws. He told the devil to place his hand on the anvil and then struck it as hard as he could with his largest hammer. The devil went red and steam came out of his ears. He dropped the stolen shoes on the ground and ran off to the forest with his tail between his legs. The blacksmith called after him cheerfully, asking when the devil was coming back for a second lesson. To this day, the devil has not showed up. He is giving this place a wide berth, and the local people can go safely as they please because the blacksmith plays his cheerful melody on his anvil every day.